102.9 The Wolf, the Twin Cities New Country Leader. It is a new week, and it is time to be grateful. Gratitude always destroys fear and anger, and that's why right here in the Wolf Wake Up Crew, every morning, twice a morning, at this time, and again about 8:30 in the morning, we bring you nothing but the good news.
That was a really good speech, Greg. I like that. Now, this is one heck of a Costco run. Joshua Parker.
I stole it from Tony Robbins.
It was really good.
I literally stole it from Tony Robbins.
Well, I stole this story from USA Today. Now, this is one heck of a Costco run. Joshua Parker, he's a grocery store owner in Gustavus, Alaska. He's been making a 14-hour boat trip to Costco every single week to make sure his small city has groceries and other supplies during the pandemic. Now, guess what the town of 450 people calls his store?
Tall Mart.
What?
Oh, good. No guesses. Good.
No, he said PT said Mart. Tall Mart.
No, it's called Toshco.
Oh,
isn't that cute? A little tiny grocery store for 450 people. He makes a Costco run, which takes him 14 hours, and all of the people call his store Toshco. It's so cute.
Toshkit. All right. A woman from Memphis. This is a great story. A woman from Memphis named Gabrielle Pierce just graduated from Xavier University, and the commencement was canceled, of course, because of the virus. So her dad built a stage, a commencement stage in his front yard, and threw this elaborate graduation ceremony for her.
At all them years you've been in school, you're going to walk across somebody's stage if I have to build you one myself.
Initially, I was really upset. I was crying. It took me like a week to stop crying because I felt like I just really wanted to walk. I deserved. I felt like I needed to walk.
I went to bed. I woke up middle of the night and I said, that's it. I'm just going to bring the graduation here.
Did your wife tell you you were crazy?
Yeah, she did say I was crazy.
I was just in awe. I was amazed. I just couldn't believe that a lot of people showed up and people were acknowledging as they drove by, saying congratulations.
Congratulations, Gabby!
If I had to do it all again, I'd probably do it even bigger.
That's great. And I just hope that every graduate gets the graduation that they deserve someday when we get through this. I mean, that's a special time that can really only happen once. And I know, Mandy, we're going to talk to you a little more about that at 9:05 this morning. But this is good news, PT. What you got?
The graduation conversation continues, and you think about a graduating senior and the sound of their fight song and how important that is. A group of band teachers actually spent 3 days going around to every graduating band member's home to play them the school fight song just one more time.
It's pretty cool that they come all the way down to East Plano just to play the fight song for me one last time.
Anything we can do to help boost some spirits and give them a lasting memory.
All right, ready, boys.
That's it. It's going to serve as one more facet of closure.
Well, band has been my life for 4 years, so it just means a lot. I feel like I finally got a proper goodbye.
So emotional, the sound of your school's fight song, man, and especially if you've been in band, how many times have you played that over the years, right?
1 million. 1 million.
Right. Well, from some good news to not so good news about Kenny Chesney, you guys. He's being accused of pulling off one of the most shameless chart manipulations in Billboard history. We'll tell you how he did it in less than 10 minutes on The Wolf.